You're listening to a podcast service of Ecclesia Baptist Church in Fairview, North Carolina. You can visit us on the web at www.ecclesiabaptist.org.
So, Stan has been updating me all week, for those of you who were here last week, about the Spanish soap opera that he talked about. And so I asked him, I said, well, should I update everybody at church? And he said, no, you should just give an update on the Bible. It's a better story. So we'll get to John 3, what Cindy just read for us. So it's about the Holy Spirit. And in Greek, the same word means spirit and wind, and how it blows wherever it wants to, and how we don't understand where it comes from and where it's going. And so I invite you, the next time you read this, or you read anything that talks about the Holy Spirit, read or say in your mind the Holy Wind. And see what kind of new ideas it gives you about God's presence. For me, I get a little nervous thinking about God like the wind. I'm thinking about those disciples in the boat and that big storm. It was a pretty big wind. And I think also about how, even though I like to believe that I have some measure of control over my life, when I think about God's Spirit as a wind, I realize I don't have any control. I mean, if that's what it's about, I can't grab the wind or hold it or make it blow a certain way. So thinking about this mysterious wind also, for me, brought to mind a couple of movies. So where Stan goes to the telenovelas, I go to musicals. So I want to see if you can guess this musical where the wind is an important character. Without the wind, there would be no story. Okay, so this is a movie, a musical, set in England, a long time ago. The wind brings to town, who does she bring to? Yes, Mary Poppins. And she stays only until what? Until the wind changes. So she doesn't know how long she's going to stay. All right. Okay, that's very good. You're one for one. Second musical set in the United States on a farm. Oh, that's a good title. I thought about that. Set on a farm, yeah, where a wind in the form of a tornado picks up Dorothy and takes her over the rainbow to this strange new place that she wasn't expecting. But without the wind, there's no Wizard of Oz. There's no Mary Poppins. Without the wind of God in our lives, there's no story worth telling. There's no story. We have to have it to have a lively story. So I think that's what Jesus is trying to get across to Nicodemus. You need a story. You need the wind. Wake up. And he's asking all these questions and he doesn't get it. But Jesus knew he was seeking something. He'd seen something in Jesus. You know, he'd heard him. He'd seen him do stuff. And he's like, oh, I want some more of this. So he's coming to him by night, kind of secret. Doesn't want anybody to know. But he's hungry enough to risk going. And so he's asking these questions. And maybe he felt a little bit of that holy wind, that holy breeze, when he's around Jesus. And so Jesus launches right in. Unless you're born anew, you can't see or enter the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus, what? Okay, so keep that question in mind. Now, last week, Stan also shared about our friends Daryl and Alice from Louisville and the tragedy that they endured when their son was killed in a car crash when he was 18. And so I asked Alice what she thought about this passage, and I wanted to share some about it. She said that being born again or born anew can come from a joyful experience, what we might call a mountaintop experience. But sometimes it can happen in a crisis or even in death. And she said that that's what happened to them. She said part of them had died, and they had to retreat back into this dark place. And it was a time of great grief where they were closed off. They were closed off from the world, but they were not closed off from God. Nicodemus' question then about entering our mother's womb a second time, maybe it's not that far off base. Because in this kind of grief, anyone would need a safe and protected place. Maybe we need to be closed off from the world during that time, but God is present there in our pain, and eventually when the time comes, God is the one who feels that first pain of labor and gives birth to us again. And the wind comes in great breaths of effort and pain and urgency and impatience until finally we emerge with a painful and fearful cry. Birth is not happy is not a happy experience for the baby. The baby's crying and terrified. So maybe we shouldn't be so nervous if that happens to us. We may be on the right track when it's a scary and painful a scary and fearful experience. And so then God takes us and holds us close and wraps us up in tender arms, full of great joy and relief that we have finally come back to life. We have been born again by the holy wind of God. And it wasn't our doing. It was God's. So for Stan and me going to Cuba, it's where the wind has been blowing us for a time. And it's been a life-giving wind full of surprises and comings and goings and exciting things and life-giving things and joyful things and sad things and confusing things. But we go and come and the wind shakes us up on each trip. And now it seems the wind has blown this door open for us to be willing to go for a long time. But there's some sadness and fear and anxiety about it because we can't see exactly where the wind is blowing. Not our choice, the wind's direction. Unforeseen, the calm or the gale. Thy great ocean swells before us, and our little ship is kind of small and frail. We're not exactly sure what awaits us. But we know that God is God that's behind the wind. And we're a little sad because we don't exactly know what's going to happen here with our family and our friends and our church. But as sure as the wind is blowing us, the wind is blowing each and all of you. And it's the only power that leads to life. And so I give you the advice that I'm having trouble taking, that I need. So if you don't mind, I'll say it out loud, hopes that I can get it, is that don't be afraid of the wind of God. Fear not, for behold, I send you forth on a holy and comforting wind. I send you forth, I blow you to life. The other thing Alice said to me about Nicodemus was that she saw him as a seeker who needed something and who was unsatisfied with this mystery. And she said, you know, we all are seekers. We can never stop being a seeker on the road of faith. And Nicodemus did not stop with that conversation. In John 21, Nicodemus goes to bury Jesus with Joseph of Arimathea. And theirs was an act of great courage, because they couldn't see till Sunday. They just saw Friday. And Jesus was dead and needed to be buried. And so they did it in the light of day this time. They aligned themselves with this dangerous rebel who could offer them nothing. Or so they thought. What a great act of courage for the two of them to do that. And then can you imagine what happened when the wind started blowing that news of resurrection and they got it? They heard it. Maybe they even saw him. Where did the wind blow them after that? What did they do? Where did the wind take them? Who did it take them to? Just kind of makes you wonder what's not written in the book, you know? Where the wind was blowing that's not written down. I leave you with this question. Where is the wind blowing you in your life? In your family's life, in your church. Maybe it's blowing somebody new into the community. Maybe it's turning your whole world upside down and sending you to a strange and marvelous place. Maybe it's turning your eyes to a dream of something life-giving and a little scary. Maybe it's the wind of comfort and healing if you're going through a time of grief or loss. And remember that Jesus gave this wind a name. He called it Comforter, your comfort. That's who he was sending when he named the wind, is our great comfort. God's wind is always blowing comfort to us in whatever new life we find along that road. And that can overcome anything so that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor separation nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember that. Don't be afraid and remember that. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, help us remember that your wind is a wind of life, a wind of comfort, and a wind of hope, and that your wind will blow on us for as long as it takes for us to find our feet, to find our path, and to find our way home to you. May we be open to where your wind is blowing, and may we not be afraid. And may we follow where it leads with courage and hope. In Jesus' name, amen.